live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council says it expects the MICA redress scheme to open for applications this autumn. There are genuine fears that every post office in Donegal will be closed within 2 years unless a major overhaul of the current business model is undertaken. It's hoped that work will begin next month on the restoration of Swan Park in Buncrana, almost 2 years after it was devastated in the flooding of August 2017. And the Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment is due to host the 5th Climate Action Town Hall in Donegal Town. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal County Council say they expect the MICA redress scheme to open for applications this autumn. In a statement issued by the local authority this afternoon, they say they have had a number of meetings with officials in the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government since the announcement to establish a scheme was made in May. Niall Colbert reports.
In a statement issued by Donegal County Council, they say the decision by government to establish a redress scheme for private houses affected by MICA is a welcome development. The council has acknowledged that since the announcement, affected homeowners have been making contact, inquiring about details of the proposed grant scheme and when applications can be made to the council under the scheme. It's been confirmed that council officials have had a number of meetings with officials in the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, and the department has indicated that details of the scheme are currently being developed, including enabling regulations in conjunction with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, which will require government approval. It's expected that the scheme will open for applications in the autumn. The council say they are continuing to engage with the department as necessary to prepare for implementation arrangements so that the scheme can commence and affected homeowners can begin the necessary remediation works as soon as possible.
A strike by 500 ambulance workers who are members of the Psychiatric Nurses Association could cause a backlog at emergency departments tomorrow. It's the second time they'll have walked off the job in a row over union recognition. The 24-hour industrial action starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Tony Gregg from the PNA says it will have a significant impact.
Well, there are certainly going to be knock-on delays in A&E because frontline ambulances and the ICV vehicles who normally take patients from A&Es and bring them to other non-emergency facilities won't be happening, so there will be a delay.
There are urgent calls on the government to step in and allay fears that every post office in Donegal will be closed within 2 years. The Irish Postmasters Group say unless a major overhaul of the current business model is undertaken, more post office closures will be implemented. Kilcar Post Office was the latest shop closure in Donegal in June, many months after multiple closures right across the county. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says while every post office closing is unrealistic, the warning is deeply alarming.
I do realise that there's a reduction in the level of transactions and that in post are not competing with the other couriers. But of course, the government have a responsibility to ensure that we have a postal service in the country. And if we're to follow the logic of this, unless every single post office was profitable, that there'd be no post offices at all. We could say the same for the bus services in Dublin, that none of them are profitable, but they must continue. The government has to have a rural policy, but when it comes to rural Ireland, this is ignored.
Surely it does defy belief that every post office in the county and further afield could close within such a short space of time of less than 2 years.
Well, I don't believe that that's realistic, but what I do believe is that the more postmasters decide to retire, that they and posts will decide that they're not going to replace that, and then of course they use the guidelines which are not practical at all when it comes to rural Ireland. We had a motion in the Dáil just before the recess about the closure of the mail centre in Cork. We supported the retention of this. The government lost the vote. But by the same token, they don't take any cognizance whatsoever. So I believe it's time now, going into an election, for all parties to state very clearly what their policies are. I know that InPost is a private company now, but by the same token, the government of the day have to direct them.
The Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment is due to host the fifth Climate Action Town Hall in Donegal Town. As part of a series of town hall meetings on the Climate Action Plan, the discussion will take place at St John Bosco Centre, Donegal Town, on Tuesday, July the 23rd. The plan sets out over 180 actions and hopes to deliver warmer homes, better connected communities, smart farming and a more sustainable economy. Josh Crosby has more.
Minister Richard Bruton says the recently published plan comes at a time when warning signs are growing and the time for action is rapidly closing in. He highlighted extreme weather events such as the recent flooding seen in Donegal, the worst in a century, devastated large parts of the Inishowen Peninsula such as Buncrana and Carndonagh, destroying homes, businesses and important infrastructure, and how more recently the fodder crisis among the farming community in the county is also a direct result of more extreme weather. Minister Bruton says he's travelling to Donegal Town to explain the approach of the Climate Action Plan, hear views and take on ideas. He believes under the plan, Donegal will be a better place to live, work and raise a family. Registration for the town hall will open on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. and a panel discussion will begin at 7 p.m.
Meanwhile, it's hoped that work will begin next month on the restoration of Swan Park in Buncrana, almost 2 years after it was devastated in the flooding of August 2017. The work will cost over €2 million to complete. Inishowen Municipal District was told this week that the government is providing €1.7 million, while Donegal County Council is providing €500,000 for the works. Engineers pointed out that work on Salmon Rivers is banned after September, so they are anxious to begin work on the riverbank section as quickly as possible. Councillor Jack Murray says the council is showing huge commitment.
It's a huge, huge issue. Like, you couldn't overstate the importance of Swan Park to the people of Buncrana, and not just that, but the visitors that it draws to Buncrana. So people are very, very keen to see this work starting as quickly as possible, and thankfully things are progressing as we would have hoped.
It's clear that there is drive from the point of view of the executive on council. They're working to get direct labour involved. They're very aware of the timetable with regards to restrictions on working in the river after September. It seems as though all the ducks are falling into place. They're getting into a row, and we will see work begin on that within a matter of weeks.
Yes, thankfully, and credit where credit's due, the staff members of Donegal County Council really took this issue extremely seriously, and they drove it as much as we could have hoped. So they deserve a huge amount of credit, and thankfully, very, very soon, Swan Park will be restored to its former glory, and that's something to be celebrated for by everybody in Inishowen.
British MPs have backed an amendment which could make it more difficult for the next UK Prime Minister to force through a no-deal Brexit. The House of Commons voted to support the move, which could stop the next person in number 10 suspending Parliament in the run-up to the latest EU withdrawal deadline. But some politicians are worried the current favourite for the job, Boris Johnson, is planning to do that. Here, the Minister for Business, Heather Humphrey, says regardless of today's development, Irish businesses need to be ready for Brexit.
This is as good as it gets. There is nothing good in Brexit for this country. So that's why I want companies to be ready for Brexit. That's why I'm going around the country again. I'm focusing on the border region. I'm working with the accountancy bodies, and I have to say they've been extremely helpful in terms of bringing accountants out and who are bringing their clients. They're coming to Brexit meetings that we're having. They're very focused.
New public toilet facilities are to be included in plans for a digital hub in Carrigart at the old medical dispensary site in the town. Construction of the project, funded by the Town and Village Renewal Programme, is due to get underway next year. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor John O'Donnell, says this will only add to what is already a very ambitious plan for Carrigart.
It's something that I suppose I've been looking for a number of years now, is a new public toilets as well, facility in Carrigart. So I'm delighted that the council is looking favourably at incorporating public toilet facilities and the new digital hub building, which will be where the old dispensary was in Carrigart. So we're in the final stages now of acquiring this building, and we're going to be funding it through Town and Village Renewal Funds within Donegal County Council. So it's a good news story for the people of Carrigarton. I want to make sure now that it's delivered and completed in 2020, if at all possible.
And Carrigarton, a very rural area, this digital hub will open its doors drastically.
Yeah, it will indeed. The digital hub will be a big boost to the local area for people that want to be able to avail of these services, and as well the large amount of people, tourists that are travelling through the area. That'll be a big, big factor to play for people to be able to access these facilities, and as well as that, for anybody that wants to access the toilet facilities as well, instead of having to use them within premises on the town.
Cervical check patient representatives say they can't give reassurances to women to have faith in the screening programme. The 221 Plus campaign says it's emotional and disappointed following a meeting of the Cervical Check Steering Committee to discuss the 856 women who had delayed test results. 52 of those affected by the Questlab IT glitch tested positive for HPV after their recheck. Cervical cancer survivor Lorraine Walsh, who attended today's meeting, feels reform of the system is going backwards.
I'm just disappointed because we spent a long time over the last year trying to help the people that are trying to put it right, and we seem to be gone a hell of a lot backwards, and I wish I could give after a year reassurances to the women of Ireland to have more faith in the system, but we're not there yet. So
men's and women's sheds in Donegal are being invited to make applications for funding to the Community Enhancement Scheme. Additional funding of €500,000 has been allocated nationally to the Communities Enhancement Scheme for small capital grants. Roy Williams has more.
The scheme provides small-scale grants for men's sheds who are affiliated with the Irish Men's Sheds Association. Women's sheds can also apply for the funding. The Donegal Local Community Development Committee will administer the scheme on behalf of the department. Donegal LCDC has been granted a fund of almost €29,000. Men's and Women's Sheds Community Enhancement Scheme funding is only for capital projects or capital parts of projects. Groups must apply for funding to Donegal County Council, and applicants can use the application form provided on the council's website. Unsuccessful applications for small grants made by men's sheds under the Community Enhancement Programme will automatically be considered for this funding. The closing date for receipt of applications is 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 29th of August. More information on donegalcoco.ie.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 14 minutes past five, and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to begin with athletics news just coming through that Summer Lecce of Fun Valley has qualified for the final of the high jump at the European Under 20 Championships in Borås in Sweden. The Castledare girl needed to make it through by qualifying in the top 12. She has done that comfortably with a jump of 1.81 metres, tied for fourth in qualification overall, so a good jump by Summer, and she's now through to that final on Saturday. Elsewhere, the other Donegal man that was in action today was James Kelly. Turned out to be a more disappointing day for the shot putter. He needed a big throw if he was to stand any chance of making it out of the qualifying rounds and into the finals at the weekend, and he pushed hard, but unfortunately from James's point of view he couldn't get a mark in trying to make it out of the qualifiers, which is disappointing for him. Ireland team manager once again this weekend at the Europeans is Fun Valley's Neil Martin. Now to golf. Shane Lowry is the clubhouse leader on day one of the 140th Open Championship, but Rory McIlroy has faltered in a big way at Portrush to trail by 12 shots. Here's Dennis Kerwin.
Shane Lowry had five birdies and just a single drop shot in an excellent opening round of 67, and he continues to lead the way at the 148th Open Championship by a single shot as the afternoon starters are well into their rounds at the testing Royal Portrush links. One shot behind Lowry at present on 3 under after rounds of 68 are Sergio Garcia, Webb Simpson, Dylan Fratelli, Alex Noren, Bob McIntyre and Kiradesh Appy-Barnrat. There are some big names stacking up on 3 under par still out on the course, and they include Brooks Koepka and Tommy Fleetwood. Rory McIlroy's challenge looks to be over after he completed a very disappointing opening round of 79, an ugly quadruple bogey 8 on the very first hole, putting McIlroy on the back foot. Portrush native Graeme McDowell got to 3 under par but dropped 5 shots on the difficult final 4 holes to sign for a 73. Darren Clark and 2019 amateur champion from Mallow James Sugrue opened with level par rounds of 71, while Padraig Harrington struggled with an opening round of 75 at the 2019 Open Championship at Royal Portrush. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
So then a bit of a nightmare start for Rory McIlroy, plus 8 today in the opening round. He says after the bad opening, he just tried to keep going.
It almost like, well, that's, you know, sort of the worst that can happen. So, you know, what else can go wrong? So, you know, I just put my head down and tried to keep hitting good shots. And then again, as I said, I just let it go a little bit at the end.
In boxing, Jason Quigley will look to extend his unbeaten record to 17-0 later tonight in California. The Donegal man is defending his NABF middleweight title against Trinio Johnston at the Fantasy Springs Resort and Casino. Johnston, on paper, is the toughest opponent to date for Quigley.
Biggest fight of my career and against one of the best lads that I have fought in my professional career now. He's a top-class operator. He's been to the Olympic Games. He's fought at a higher level than me as a professional, has more experience in the pro game than me, so this only makes me more excited, you know, whenever you're stepping into the ring with a top quality world-class fighter. It actually, for a funny reason, it takes the nerves away from me and just puts excitement in me instead. So it's the last few days now, I'm really excited and looking forward to fighting it.
Big night for Jason Quigley, and if you want to stay up through the night in the early hours of tomorrow morning, you'll be able to watch that fight on Air Sport Live. Now, Owen Bangalore is expected to miss the rest of Donegal's All-Ireland Football Championship campaign. Gillybeg's defender has suffered a reported ankle injury in training last night. Donegal officials have yet to confirm the extent of the injury, but it looks set. Well, he looks set for a lengthy period of time on the sidelines. Paddy McGrath is also a doubt for Sunday's meeting with Kerry at Croke Park. And soccer, Finn Harps have confirmed they will be supporting the rule changes that will be put ahead of the FEA EGM meeting, which is taking place this Saturday. Harps will also be backing the proposed governance changes that will be put to the delegates at the upcoming FEA AGM. UCD have been awarded a 3-0 victory over Bohemians after it was found that Bowes fielded an ineligible player in the Premier Division fixture on Monday last. UCD claimed a 1-0 victory, however, a disciplinary committee has found that Bowes played an ineligible player who was due to be suspended for the tie. In accordance with the rules, they've now been awarded a 3-0 victory and a fine has been imposed on Bowes. European qualification action continues tonight for the Irish side. Shamrock Rovers are the best place to progress in the Europa League. Rovers start the second leg with Bran and Tala level at 2-2. That one gets underway at 8. Cork City need to overturn a 2-0 deficit away to progress the Dorkin of Luxembourg. That one kicks off at 6:30. Then at 7, St Pat's will also start 2-0 down away to Swedish side Norwich Shopping. Irish League side Crusaders take a 2-0 lead to the Faroe Islands for their match against Tórshavn. Cliftonville a trail Haugesund 1-0, and Ballymena United host Malmö of Sweden 7-0 down from the first leg, while Rangers have a comfortable 4-0 advantage ahead of their tie with St Joseph's at Ibrox. Finally, on the international front, the Republic of Ireland under-19s are back in action at the European Championships in Armenia at 6 o'clock this evening. Former Finn Harps player Tom Mohun is in charge of the Irish side, who took on France in the second game in Group B. They did, of course, open up with a 1-1 draw against Norway on Monday past. That's it. Back with more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the Caherlough of Donegal County Council is calling for a review of the length of time it takes to allocate vacant houses in the county, particularly when an offer is refused. Initial Municipal District was told this week that since the beginning of the year, 48 houses have been offered by the council, 18 of which were refused. Officials said the amount of time it takes to process and make offers may look lengthy on paper, but they said the system is an efficient one, which generally works well. However, Councillor Nicholas Crossan says he believes improvements could be made, particularly with the refusal rate, which he said is over 30%.
The general public, Donald, just are not aware of what the procedure is, saying that if you refuse a house twice within the space of a year, you go off the housing list. And I think we are currently in Anishon are refusing about 30 to 35% of the houses month on and month off. So I think that the people, general public, should be made aware of that there, just in case that they can turn around the second time and refuse the house and then they're off the list.
Refusal is a very stark word. In many cases,
what we will use the term refusal for is people don't want a house because it doesn't suit school. They may have had another child. Their family circumstances may have changed. It's not just a blunt, nah, I don't want it.
If there's a change in circumstances, that is taken into consideration. A specific thing that I don't want to go to live in that house. I don't get on with my neighbour here. I don't do this here. Something on that line, but it's certainly nothing to do with circumstances.
In terms of the figures and in terms of the turnaround period, you're saying you would like to see that turnaround period quicker, but the council is making, the executive are making the point that they have got to follow procedures, they've got to follow the structures that are in place, and there are time limits, and they, even though it may look slow on paper, the fact is the turnaround can be very quick.
We'll beg to differ on that particular one. I would like to say when somebody has served notice that they were quitting a house, that day or certainly the day after, that a contractor would be sought to put to tender to see what they can do to fix that house. I know the person gets a month to move out of the house. That's 30 days of a tender gone. But I think that when they move out, that there should be a tender. And I know it's very, very difficult to get workers at this present minute in time, which because of the economic boom coming back again. I know the rules and regulations have to be followed, but I think there's got to be an easier way to turn houses around.
The government's been criticised for prioritising tax cuts over reducing the cost of living. They want to make changes so people don't start paying the higher rate until they are earning over €50,000. The finance minister has now been advised it could cost €2.3 billion to bring in within a year, but he insists it will be done over time. Tom McDermott from the Nevin Economic Research Institute thinks the government should be looking elsewhere to ease the burden on workers.
If you want to give money back to people, you should do it by reducing the cost of living. So, for example, reducing the cost of childcare, for example, would benefit workers. Cheaper public transport would be another area. Cheaper education, cheaper housing. Cost of living, that is the issue, and that is the area to focus on.
Donegal County Council is inviting submissions from members of the public on proposals to vary the basic rate of local property tax in Donegal in 2020. The council is keen to hear views and opinions on any proposal, in particular on the potential effects of any variance on households, individuals, businesses and on council services. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The local property tax, which came into effect in 2013, is an annual tax charged on residential properties in Ireland. In accordance with the Finance Local Property Tax Act 2012, a local authority may vary the basic rate of LPT within its own area by a maximum of plus or minus 15%. An adjustment in the rate of local property tax will impact the range and extent of services and supports that will be provided by the council in 2020. The council can also decide not to vary the rate at all. The deadline for submissions is August the 16th and submissions can be made in writing or by email. Public feedback will be considered by the elected members of Donegal County Council at a meeting in late September when a final decision will be made.
And finally, the government says it's ready to provide consular assistance to Keith Byrne, who's facing deportation from the US. Mr. Byrne has had no dealings with the police since arriving in the US in 2007, but was arrested last week. He overstayed his visa, but is married to an American woman and had made efforts to regularise his status there. Taoiseach Clare Vadker says it shows the need for reform of immigration law in the US.
Government stands ready to provide consular assistance to any of our citizens who are in difficulty overseas, and that's available in this case. At the same time, though, we do have to respect the laws of other countries, just as we'd expect other people to respect our laws when they're in this country. But I do think that this particular case really does highlight the need for wide-scale immigration reform in the United States.
For weather now, sunny spells and occasional showers this evening. Some heavy showers will die out tonight and winds will become light with lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council say they expect the MICA redress scheme to open for applications this autumn. In a statement issued by the local authority this afternoon, they say they have had a number of meetings with officials in the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government since the announcement to establish a scheme was made in May. There are urgent calls on the government to step in and allay fears that every post office in Donegal will be closed within 2 years. The Irish Postmasters Group say unless a major overhaul of the current business model is undertaken, more post office closures will be implemented. The Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment is due to host the fifth Climate Action Town Hall in Donegal Town. As part of a series of town hall meetings on the Climate Action Plan, the discussion will take place in St John Bosco Centre, Donegal Town on Tuesday, July the 23rd. And it's hoped that work will begin next month on the restoration of Swan Park in Buncrana, almost 2 years after it was devastated in the flooding of August 2017. Inishowen Municipal District was told this week that the government is providing €1.7 million, while Donegal County Council is providing €500,000 for the works. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, July the 18th. The death has occurred of Kathleen Keogh, née Shaw, 33 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny, and formerly Ballybuffet. Remains will repose at her home from 9:30 tonight. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to Cree Heart and Stroke Charity Galway, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Nellie Witter, Kilty Ferrigal, Clogher. Her remains will repose at the home of her nephew, John Barclay, Kilty Ferrigal, this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for service of Thanksgiving in St John's Parish Church, Kilty Vogue, at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Stranorder Church of Ireland Churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Archview Lodge Nursing Home, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Liam Quinn, Navaney Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, née McFadden, 487, Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Lifford Day Hospital, care of Charlie McLaugherty, funeral director. And the death has taken place in Glasgow of Conal Boyle, Meanmore, Dunloe. A Mass of Remembrance will take place in St Columba's Church Acres this evening at 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Joseph's Church, Cardoan Road, Steps, Glasgow, on Monday morning, July the 22nd at 10 o'clock, with cremation afterwards in Daldoey Crematorium.